engraçado.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Elder Dragon Dojo podcast. We have been away for like, what, a week and a half?
Almost two.
But there has been actually a good reason why we waited to record. Besides us being imbeciles that actually, you know, make the schedules.
Of course.
Basically, the reason was we were going to record, but then we remembered, oh, wait, Bandwidth Restricted W is coming soon. And we waited for it, and oh my god, it blew our minds. But before that...
Before that, we are going to talk about our Commanders of the Week.
So. Should I just go first, because you actually have a bunch to talk about?
Yeah, go on first, I...
So, for my Commander of the Week, decided to build a new deck. Basically, this is... This is anything. We just took a bunch of spare sleeves, and we decided to mummy pleasant that, so Tess can actually play blue and not feel bad about it. And long story short, I came to play with us, and turns out that turn 4 Jinga Texas is not to have.
Yeah, I believe that.
I played, managed to assemble that and put 6 on him, and protect him, and that was it. Just that was the game. Died by getting milled out, because single tutelage. So I was drawing 7 cards each of my end step.
Oh.
So she managed to die in that.
Wow.
And Andro, I just, you know, traveled over with my dude. And then I got some horse. AKA, but it gets a horse. So that was a fun game. What was your Commander of the Week, Nick?
So... I have one Commander of the Week I would like to talk about, and it's Phage the Untouchable. So,
yes.
Normally I have a kill count on my Phage the Untouchable, and we played a 6-player free-for-all, and I was hoping, you know, to rack up some kills with Phage, and I managed to get 1 kill, which was actually harder than I thought.
And then it wasn't you.
And then I died. Yeah, it wasn't me. It wasn't me that got killed. So that brings Phage's kill count to 9. Ooh. And from those 9, I think that 3 or 4 of them were when she was stolen and killed me.
I mean, that's the way it goes.
Well, that still counts as a kill, so I'm okay with that. But
was it technically 2 kills or...
I'm sorry, what?
Well, that's 2 kills or...
No, it's still 1.
Oh.
So, but the thing I wanted to talk about during this segment is I attended the Two-Headed Giant pre-release with our friend Kiki, and we managed to go 5-0, which
was... How the hell did that happen?
Well, how did that happen? Well, it turns out that when the format is slow, because sealed Avonket is kind of slow, things that deal burst damage are kind of kings. So what we did was just tapped our creatures and killed people faster than anyone expected, actually. And we actually had a lot of help from our pool for doing this. For starters, our promo cards were Glyph Keeper, the 5/3 Sphinx, and God Emperor's Throne. I mean, God Pharaoh's Throne.
Yeah, don't play with that.
So, people told us that was a bad card, but it turns out that it says each opponent loses life. So, in 2 players, that's significant. In 1-on-1, it's irrelevant. I said irrelevant. It's irrelevant. it doesn't actually do anything. But when they lose 2 life per tapped creature, that's another story. So his black-red deck basically assembled itself with a good starting base of rares, which included 2 Heart Pierces, 2 Heart Piercer Manticores, a Combat Celebrant, and a Plague Belcher, and Cut to Ribbons.
You're not messing around, eh?
Oh, we were not messing around at all. So, we also had the 2-mana 4-3 Minotaur that discarded a card, and we had a couple of zombies to eventually combo with Plague Belcher, but, you know, the basic 3-mana 3-2 creatures and things like that. A couple of good removals, like Cut to Ribbons. Yeah, Cut to Ribbons as a removal for creatures and players.
But how much work did the Chimeras do?
Well, we never actually got to embalm the Manticores, not Chimeras. So, we never actually managed to embalm the Manticore because we would win when it enters the battlefield for the first time.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah, so yeah, the embalm is like, we can't really say how good that is, because there were a couple of situations where they would just pacify our 4-3 Minotaur, and we were like, yeah, we have open 2 mana, but we never sacrifice, and then Manticore comes and flings it, and kills them. I played the green-blue deck that focused around some synergies with that one card with the blue cartouche and the green trial. I managed to actually do that combo once, and it was glorious. I had Honored Hydra, which I managed to play once, because I only saw it once during the whole event. But when Honored Hydra entered the battlefield, it was pretty much game over, because I had the green monument, and an 8-8 Trampling Hydra is very painful. Like,
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Also, I had that spell that made X target creatures unblockable, so that helped a lot. Oh yeah, and we also had Combat Celebrant. Combat Celebrant did some work.
It's a fair magic card in Limited, right?
Well, it's a 4-1 creature. It gives an additional combat step, but only... I mean, it gives both players the additional combat step, but it only untaps his creatures.
Oh, no.
But still, when you give his guys unblockable, then it's a different story. Then it's an amazing limited card.
It's kind of okay, yes.
Sadly, we never, ever once drew or played Plague Belcher.
Aww.
Which was a shame, because we already had a combo of 1-1 zombies that would die, or 2-2 zombies, 2-2 zombies that would die and immediately make them lose 1 life. I mean, 2 life, each opponent.
Yep.
But it never happened. Oh, we would also have a 5-4 menace. So, Mouth to Feed was a 3-mana 3-3 most of the time.
Yeah.
It once drew me 3 cards, and I used Open the Floodgates to rid our opponents of blockers.
And then of their life.
Yeah. So, basically, every game we played was over in like 15 minutes. While all the other, almost everyone else went
game
very close to time, or even beyond time.
Basically, you play a game and still have time for lunch.
Yep.
That's good.
Fortunately, we didn't play against the guy that opened Wrath of God. I mean, even if we did, I had very good embalm creatures in blue and green.
So you didn't care?
So I really didn't care. I mean, Glyphkeeper is amazing, as always. Just a problem is when I target it counters that spell as well.
Yeah.
So I had to keep that in mind, otherwise we would have lost one game, because I was going to be like, oh my god, I'm going to give everyone unblockable,
except him, yeah.
And then I could have triggered the monument to give it +2/+2 and trample, that would get countered, but then give it unblockable, but no, instead we just won.
Killed him, yeah.
Yeah, our opponents made this big mistake of tapping out, and we were then calculating, did we have lethal? And after we calculated that do we have lethal, we calculated how much overkill can we do.
Because there's no kill like the overkill, eh?
So instead of 14, we did 22 damage.
Good. In case they had gain 17 lives or something like that, right?
Just in case, then Heartpiercer Manticore came to finish the job.
Yeah, you gotta be sure.
So went 5-0 and won 16 packs.
And was there anything good in the packs?
The rares were, every single one of them were crap, unfortunately. Except, I don't know, Shadow of the Grave, that'll maybe be a combo card at some point.
In some format, I guess?
At some time, and Pull from Tomorrow is playable in Standard, I guess?
Also in Commander.
In Commander, yes, but, you know, the...
It's not going to be a $70 card or something like that.
I'll wait and see.
Oh, well.
Oh yeah, the Cut to Ribbons was foiled, so for one, first it looked gorgeous. It looks just gorgeous in foil, especially that heated blade. It's amazing, and the price difference is like non-foil is like 50 cents, foiled is like 15 euro.
Was like, wow.
But that was just, you know, the pre-release hype or something like that.
Yeah.
It probably dropped, like, down to some reasonable price of, like, I don't know, or something. I'll have to check on that. But I didn't get that card when we splitted the prizes, so... But we got Nissa, and we got an invocation, in fact.
Which one?
But it was Aggravated Assault.
Oh well, still. How much is that?
Like 12 euros.
Well, I mean, that's not bad.
It's not, but I picked Nissa because I would actually play Nissa, but Aggravated Assault was so pretty. I actually like the cards in real life. They actually look really pretty. I don't really care if people say like, oh, the names are unreadable or something like that. I mean, come on, people, you play with Japanese cards, please.
Yes, I do.
So, yeah. And also, people play with textless cryptic commands.
Which basically says do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. It costs 3 blue and 1, so yeah, it better let you do whatever you want.
I mean, part of me kind of wants to get that Aggravated Assault and give it to Tess. Because she has that that dragon that when he attacked 6 mana, that guy.
Yeah. It's
combing nicely with this one.
It does, but, you know, you can always use this. Oh yeah, our Combat Celebrant was actually foil.
Ooh.
So yeah, we got a foil Combat Celebrant instead of, you know, an Invocation or a Gideon.
Yeah, that Celebrant really helped you along on your final streak.
He did some damage, but not as much as the Throne. The Throne actually did like 10 damage one round.
Yep. Imagine if instead of the Celebrant you opened that invocation that said counter redirect a thing unless it's controlled pace 2. Imagine if you opened one.
Yeah, true.
See?
True.
There could be more sad times.
But I won't complain. The only thing I will complain about is that all the rares were just garbage.
Junk?
Just junk and unplayable things.
Any interesting junk?
No, that's the point. There wasn't even interesting junk. It was just junk. Like, no Viziers of Many Faces, no more Honored Hydras.
No gods.
No gods, but those are mythics, so whatever.
Just.
But we got Cruel Reality again.
Ooh!
Whatever. I mean, we did get some Archfiends of Ifnirs, but they're release promos, so whatever.
I kinda want one. If you got one lying on the side, just keep it so we maybe trade.
I'll see. Maybe I'll do some really wacky the new perspectives standard.
You know why I want one of those art fiends? Just the art. Can we see the close-up of the art?
Well, I have the card in my hand.
No, but actually the big card.
What's on it?
No, just the face of the demon up close and all that.
Oh, yeah, it has a skull.
It's actually just quite wonderful.
It's a golden skull.
Yeah, and he just looks really Dark Soul-y.
Well, yeah. Well, now that you mention it, he does look like a Dark Soul boss.
Yeah, you can imagine just fighting
and
him
with
like,
all these, and with all these tornadoes in the background, or is it just dust pillars? No, they're tornadoes.
I think it's some kind of tornado, or just, you know, sandstorm.
Yeah, moving on. So, we wanted, like, something playable, like Oven Mind Sensor, or...
Ooh, I want a Mind Sensor so much, oh my god.
Or that Indestructible Land, or...
Yeah.
I don't know, a couple of Harsh Mentors would be really nice.
Oh yeah, Gideons or something like that.
No, but those are Mythic, I'm talking about Rares.
Yeah, I know, I'm just being I'm being facetious.
There are a lot of really interesting Rares, and we got, like, none of them, which is kind of sad, but hey, 16 packs.
It's actually kind of impressive by 16 packs that you've managed to fail so much.
And then we always do that. When we played the Two-Headed Giant in Aether Revolt, from all the broken uncommons in the set, we drew none of them.
I mean, you didn't even open a Delver in this set.
Yeah, we didn't even open a Black Delver this time. We did open one in the pool, but none in the 16 packs. And now I'm one short of a playset.
Aww. I mean, that's going to be a chase card, isn't it? It's going to be like €2, something like that. Ooh.
Actually, people are just putting them with, you know, random jank because it's...
Of course they are.
I mean, people are underestimating the power of the Bone Picker.
Yeah, let's go with that one. Go with that.
I mean, come on. In Standard, you can have a turn one Delver. You just play your Ballista for zero, it dies, and you can play your 3-2 Flying.
Yeah. And one of these two cards is better than the other one, right?
Yeah, especially with both Shock and Magma Spray in the format. Now.
Yeah. Which were actually quite necessary, but you know.
Get shocked and then you just lie down and cry.
Or get sprayed.
Sprayed.
I don't know. I often sprayed upon and was lying on the floor and crying, but that's neither here nor there.
So, we had fun. We didn't have any weird gimmick this time.
Which enabled you to go 5-0.
We had a plan to be like an Archon, so we finish each other's sentences, but that proved too tiring. We were too busy bashing people's faces.
Oh no, poor you.
It was really fun, actually.
I can imagine.
I mean, yeah, we... our two decks combined played 9 rares.
That's kind of an okay for, you know, Two-Headed Giant.
That's actually above average. And I also could have played Failure to Comply, but I chose not to. Because Cancel was just a better card.
So, that's enough for the pre-release?
Yeah. So, we had a really cool pre-release, and the boosters are all golden-like, so we had so much bling.
Bling, bling, bling. Okay, let's move on to things that actually happened in the last week or so. Yeah, but less than a week. So, more or less week, and then the Duel Commander ban list update happened.
Sooner than
and,
people thought, because they rescheduled this.
And the thing happened that most of us kind of saw coming, for at least one card. So, Nixxia, what the hell happened?
Well... They finally did it. They banned Vile Smasher.
Who could have seen them coming, eh?
I mean, I even said it on the show, right? That it has to be banned.
Yep.
It's just a card that has to be banned, because you either have a removal for it on the spot, or you die.
It's banned as a commander only, though, so...
Yeah, dual commander, everything is banned as for the commander.
I know! I was going to say, well, Chromox and Amongst Diamond are, you know, just...
So, yeah, Vile Smasher is completely reasonable, completely expected, and...
Also, Brea.
Oh, yeah, and Brea also got banned, whatever.
Also was really expected, because, yeah.
I don't know, I never saw a single Brea. I only played with my Brea that was basically a precon, so...
Mm-hmm.
But then again, she did really well for a precon deck.
Oh, she did. So, and when you actually put actual good things into her, she becomes cute.
I mean, I understand. She has everything but green, and all of those are basically control colors.
Yep.
And that does make sense that she's the best control commander on, you know, to pick from.
Yeah, Brea squeezed out Sharoon as a, you know, combo artifact.
That's impressive.
And Sharoon was, you know... Yeah, that's impressive, actually. Why would you play Sharoon when you can have all those colors plus red?
Which is amazing for artifacts.
Yeah. You get all things like the Goblin Pope and things like that. Treasure.
Yeah, lots of really nice stuff.
Or yeah,
Scrap
and
Mastery.
Yeah. And also, Yeast and the Wandering Bard is now legal. So that's a nice thing.
Yeah, I think he's unbanned now because he is kind of slow for the 20 life
for,
meta.
Yeah, he's okay with that. He's not going to be doing any more bust stuff.
Oh, talking about red, I just remembered this one situation we had while we were playing the 6-player free-for-all.
Oh, yeah?
I played a Torapor Orb turn 2, and my friend played Blood Moon turn 3.
Wow, no fun for play.
The thing was, four of us were playing monocolor decks, so we didn't care.
Aww.
And the Alesha player actually had only four basics in his entire deck.
Wow, did the Alesha player drop that, or...?
Drop what?
Blood Moon.
No, my friend Yurai, he dropped it.
Uh-huh.
So...
Well, Alesha player was good.
Yeah, the Alesha player was, like, really...
And that's why I actually upped the number of basic lands in my Alesha deck, because when I was playing against Kiki once, he dropped Blood Moon, and I was not able to do anything. So I was like, yeah, let's actually go a bit more basic on the mana base.
Yeah, in a three-color deck, that's... completely reasonable.
Yeah, plus when blondes are going around, you kind of have to.
Definitely. But eventually people got rid of both Blood Moon and Torpor Orb, only for Torpor Orb to be returned with Scrap Mastery. Yay! So I could have safely played my Phage and kill somebody.
Yay!
Also, I had Sundial of the Infinite as a backup, and just in case someone tried something funny, like killing my orb in response.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so back to the banned list.
Yeah. Wanna go to the actually important banned list for us? Let's do the, you know, the Wizards one.
Sure. So, Igor, tell me, what got banned?
Well, Standard. Nothing! Because everything is fine in Standard and it isn't like a two-deck format,
the
but you know.
The meta will adapt.
The meta is adapting so much, you guys. But I wanted actually to speak about that for a minute. I mean, it makes sense that they didn't ban anything this time. New sets have been released.
Yeah, it does.
The proper time to ban it was, you know, the last ban restricted update, but then again... You mustn't do that because you just started, you know, this whole thing. It's going to look weird if the first thing you do after the first bannings is, you know, even more bannings. People are going to lose faith in the format if not straight away.
Well,
so they kind of put themselves in a corner, is what I'm saying.
They did.
So no changes to Standard, though.
But then again, you know, making overpowered combos and not noticing them also makes people lose faith in the format.
Yep, I didn't say they didn't do anything stupid with the format, but...
But yeah, Amonkhet looks like they might be going on the right track, unless it's their normal rotation of Underpowered set of weak, medium, strong, weak, medium, strong, or something like that.
You mean basically Return to Ravnica and then
Yeah, something like that.
So, Modern, there's also no changes, which is, I guess, good some place, because Modern seems to be in a good state right now.
Yeah, the last Modern League I played, everything seemed completely fine.
Yeah, you had Death Shadow, you have a lot of things running around.
Oh yeah, Death Shadow is apparently, they say that it's a top deck now.
It is, actually.
And that people are actually starting to tech
condemn
against it.
Yeah, how does it feel to be a commander player and being like, I knew what that did way before you guys.
But then again, I don't think that... if it continues to dominate the meta, the Death Shadow, then I think that something might go. But...
Yeah, most likely.
I'm actually surprised they didn't unban anything.
I'm hoping for the sweet, sweet Jace and Bloodred off the ban.
Yeah, you can't have one without the other.
Technically, in this meta, I think you even could. Honestly.
Yeah, I think the Death Shadow could actually kill people before they cast Jace.
Yeah,
I mean, not
definitely.
Before, but still, but them casting Jace makes no difference.
Yeah, you cast Jace, you bounce one of Death Shadows, and the other one just kills you.
And the Goyf kills you.
Or that, yeah. Legacy, that has been an interesting change for our format, actually. Sensei's Divining Top now banned. Screw you, Miracles.
And that actually had a lot more effect than... just screwing over Miracles.
It has good effect for us in the commanders because it's going to be cheaper, the tops.
Yep.
And also it's going to open up meta a bit more. And one of the bans that we thought later has actually spiked up because of this ban.
Yeah, we're going to discuss that soon.
Yep. Vintage, something happened that I actually predicted that was going to happen last time. Ash got restricted, which is going to, you know, hamper a bit those mentor decks. But also the Taxian Probe, which is also going to hamper the mentor decks. This thing is actually here.
But aren't the Shops decks still really strong?
They are, but... they're going to be... This is going to make them the most dominant power. Mentor decks are still just not you, the strongest thing in the format. Plus, if anything vintage, they can, you know, restrict something later.
Yeah, you're kind of going 140p on me right now, so I think I'm going to go ahead and talk about the actual important ban and restricted, ban and unban list update, and that is Commander. The actual
Woo!
Commander.
Woo!
So, our good friend Leovold got banned. I don't know if anyone will miss him, but the Fun Police has been shut down.
I enjoyed playing that one game against Leovold. That was Expand Magic.
So, Leovold got banned, but his response to being banned was a price spike due to Legacy.
You don't want me in Commander? Screw you! I'm going to Legacy instead.
Well, yeah. So, there. Now there's going to be an influx of Leovolds available, because now Commander people are like, oh no, my Commander is banned. Here, take it. I don't want it anymore. But that's not the only interesting thing that happened.
Well, something really scary happened.
Protean Hulk got unbanned.
Yep.
And Protean Hulk actually enables a lot of degenerate combos, right?
You mean Boon Weaver combo without the Weaver in Karador?
Well, in Karador he doesn't. In my Karador he actually doesn't do any combos.
In yours he doesn't.
Actually, he does because he goes to find Karmic Guide and Safi Eric's Dota.
Yep.
And that's stupid.
And then Blood Artist and stuff.
Even in my corridor, he's going to do really stupid things. Good thing I don't have him, and I won't get him because he's spiking.
He spiked so hard. The people that are happiest with this are the competitive EDH people.
Really?
Yep, because they don't have to play, you know, Pattern Revert and Boon Weaver and all those things in Karador. They can just, you know, play this guy.
Play this guy, win.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's really difficult to play this card fairly. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not.
It's difficult to do that. You can't play this card fair really easily. You have to really focus to play it fairly.
I mean, how do you do that? Do you go ahead and search, like, for artifact creatures that come into play with X counters, so they cost X, so they actually just die when he dies? Oh, wait, that's another combo.
Yeah.
With Disciple of the Vault.
Yeah, well, you can get the Impersonator, I guess, like, 2 mana dorks. That's fair.
Yeah, you can get 1 worm.
But let's face it, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Oh, you can get Dragonlord Lunga. You can do that.
Yeah, sure. There, you can go get you can go get Tessiger.
You can, but face it, you're going to go for the alley because.
So yeah, let the it's we're gonna see what are they gonna do with this decision. Do you think they might ban him the next time?
Again. We have to see what actually happens and how many Sheldon loses to this combo, I guess.
Well, you see, in my meta, we don't play that much, so I don't think they'll notice anything different with him being unbanned. So I really can't tell what's he going to do.
I mean, I'm going to actually just stop on Graver Hate and that's it.
Oh yeah, just put rest in pieces and he's done for.
Basically, yeah. If I had some, I would put it, you know... There are other things like Top Orbs.
Or Leyline of the Void.
Top Orb isn't going to stop Proton Hulk, but the rest of the combo, it stops.
Unless, you know, he does the Disciple of the Vault combo.
Of course, but that, you know...
Who does that, then?
I mean, if you're playing artifact decks, just put Tomorrow Script in your Tinker's Mage packages and you'll be good. Also, Graveyard Hate.
So, yeah, these ban. So, that unban is the only thing that's, like, really weird. Why did they do that?
You know why they did that? Because decks like Asha and Meran and other decks are really prevalent in your games at large, and they figure that people already have enough Graveyard Hate prepared for it. My idea.
Oh no, my Skype is good.
No.
So yeah, we'll have to wait and see. But then again, remember Staff of Dominion, or Domination?
Domination, which did not.
Yeah, it was banned from the get-go, right?
Yep.
And they unbanned it and it did nothing.
But this is a bit more powerful card, though, than Staff of Domination.
I would certainly like to try it.
You would certainly like to have a copy of that.
Yeah, that's the first part of me wanting to try it. Oh, well.
Oh.
Well, that's about it from... Oh, yeah. So, we also got some other news regarding Commander.
Yeah.
So the next Commander 2017 product, some information was revealed,
mm-hmm.
And it is that it won't care about color balance this time, because there will be only 4 decks, but they're going to be tribal themed.
Mm-hmm. So, what are you hoping for?
Well, of course, you know me, I'm hoping for pirates, ninjas, and worms.
But realistically?
I don't know, advisors, Nephilims, Homerids,
mm-hmm.
and Feldegriffs. Those could be like the tribe. Okay, Feldegriff won't be a tribe. But
you know what I'd love to see? An actual colorless deck with Eldrazi.
You think?
I don't think that's going to happen, but I would really love to see.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see a 4-color worm and a 3-colored ninja. Actually, would I like to see a 3-colored ninja?
Just 2-color this.
Yeah, blue and black is just enough.
Yeah.
Pirates are also black and blue.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're not gonna get them both. Too bad. So yeah, I'm hoping they won't do any generic tribes like goblins
Oh, look, goblins and all.
or dragons or something like that. Worms would be actually really cool. That would
Yeah, that's what cool.
make better this whole experience that I went through by waiting 3 weeks for them to spoil the
The fake
cards
spoiler?
behind the cards
Oh.
behind the artwork in the first Almonquette story, which included a lot of worms, and turns out that
Yeah.
only one worm creature was actually spoiled,
And
and
then you
it's
had
a
that real.
common.
Yeah, you had a weird feeling with that fake spoiler.
I mean, I knew it was fake because it was a green mythic, and all the green were spoiled at that
Yeah,
point.
but you were like, how do I feel about this if it's real?
Yeah, I mean, it's one color, so that sucks, but then it's a legendary worm, so that's cool, but it's a vanilla guy,
But
so that sucks.
then again, commander damage is a thing.
That's cool, I guess. So yeah, but luckily or unfortunately, I don't know. Luckily it w I'm gonna say luckily it was fake, because I'm sure they can make something better in
Yeah.
Hour of Devastation.
Let's hope so.
We also have the name of the next set, which is Ixalan.
It turns out it's not Atlas.
Yeah, well, whatever. We'll wait and see. Apparently, it has Vraska in it. And they did say that they will cut down on Gatewatch Planeswalkers in the coming sets.
About time.
So, we're gonna see like new faces. Maybe some old familiar faces, like Domri Raid. Or
Ooh.
Ashiok, or I don't know,
Or actually,
Teokolt.
new planeswalkers, which would be nice.
Some new planeswalkers. Maybe we'll finally see Garruk. I don't know, Garruk.
Oh,
Maybe, please, Garruk.
I would love that.
Maybe Garruk can come and replace Nissa, please.
I don't think he does the same thing as Nissa does.
I'm sure there's a way that he can lift his curse by, I know, killing Liliana?
I'm actually liking him as the merc of the Himmerking players.
Well, he'll still be a murdering machine after that, but, not to everyone. But murder.
Sweet, sweet murder.
So, I'm actually hyped for the commanders, because I really
Oh,
want to
me
see
too.
that tribals. Come on!
Plus, it's in August.
Yeah, so it's actually quite soon.
So I'll actually be still working on to do it. That's really nice. Not being bitter about not getting any of the Command 16 products.
Oh, you mean
Not.
those commander products that are actually impossible to get right now?
Yep. Those.
Because, Wizards had to overprint Plane Chase, the anthology, instead of, commander products which actually sell.
But hey, I can still get the Skia and the Melatis guys once. Those aren't the ones I want, but I get
Well,
them.
yeah. What? Oh, well,
Actually, most likely to get Yidris deck, but
Just don't get the one that has, the one we don't talk about.
what?
You know, that one commander? That.
That didn't
Whatever.
happen. Yeah.
Let's. Yeah.
You mean the 98? You mean the 98 card deck?
Yeah, that one.
I still think about him. Like, can he actually have a use? And I remember, oh no, he can't.
He literally gives your opponent cards for playing fetch lands. Fetch land. Fetch land, say draw a card when he's in play.
You know what's even funny? Phyrexian Arena. Oh, I drew a card. Guess I'll draw a card.
I mean, come on, that's not even. Oh my god, he was meant to be like a pillow 40, but he's just value for your opponents. You don't even get his value.
I don't know what were they thinking.
And yeah, they think that we're angry because he's not competitive. No, we're angry because he's not flavorful.
Because that's not my guy we don't talk about.
I mean, the werewolf legend was more flavorful than him.
He's actually fun to play with.
Yeah, but not as a commander.
No. I just put him in Prosh. And turns out when Prosh, he comes to play in Prosh Maxi for like 9, just, you know, all its own, that's fun.
But wouldn't you just rather play Wolfier Silverheart instead of him, then?
But he doesn't smack people around with his influence. Smacking people is fun.
But he gives your Prosh a permanent buff.
Well, I don't have Wolfier Silverheart, you know.
Sure, yeah, okay.
That might be an issue, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Anywho,
is there any other news?
Not that I think of.
So, yeah, that's all we plan to talk about. Next time we will discuss some of our most anticipated cards from Amon Kett, or some cards we really don't want to see anyone play ever. You know, kind of like when we did with the Revolt, right?
Yeah, but wait, what? I just saw a thing that isn't important to anyone, but what was this podcast called? Weapon. And they called it, you know, Legacy. And Return from the Head is just to talk about the banning of talk. That's how strong the thing shook everybody.
Yep.
Oof.
Well, talk is not affordable.
What's the price of it? Let's actually check it out. That is the one I want. Let's check TCG Play, I guess. Let's check the games, just, you know, make it laugh. So the price is like $15 right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, Star City Games canceled at 12.
That's 12?
10.
10, okay.
So the prices are dropping slowly.
Yeah, slowly but surely. And our good friend Leovold is rising, slowly but surely.
I mean, bug decks are becoming a ruined thing to play now that miracles are out.
Yeah,
turns
out that it's really... that it could be a good thing to get Conspiracy 2 boxes.
Yep.
I mean, Conspiracy 1 isn't expensive and it has deck Phaedons in it.
Yeah. And this is even more worth, so, you know. Plus, Conspiracy 2 has much better cards, in my opinion.
It does, it has actual Legacy cards in it.
Yeah, and actual Commander cards.
And actual Commander
cards. And has some Black-White Planeswalker that's impossible to get.
Yeah, and it also has the Ghost promo version of it.
Maybe, if you're interested. So, by the way, one thing I wanted to tell to you on the air, there was a listener I met on Reddit. He actually wants to see your ninja list online, if that's possible.
Oh, sure. I'll work on it in the following days and post it up then.
Yeah, since he was like, I want to build a ninja deck. And I was like, you could, you know, use Siguru Guard as a thing. And he's like, oh, well. I was like, yeah, we'll get your list. And
okay, then I'll work on that. And I might even pop a list for an Eldrazi deck I'm planning to do. And oh my god, I have a problem. And I think I need an intervention.
So, do you want to hear what makes you look cool?
So, basically, I'm loving this this Eldrazor deck that I'm calling, but normal people call it Eldrazitron.
Yep.
I did try it out a long time ago, but I didn't. But it was kind of mana heavy. Mana heavy, so it wasn't really that good. This one has a much more reasonable mana curve and a lot more removal. And the thing I'm wanting to do is, I want to ditch the high end, the Ulamog and the Emrakul, and maybe even Karn and Ugin. Keep the worm coils, they're cool. Because they're worms. And instead, add red to the deck. And
but why,
play... Well, why? Well, obviously because lightning bolts.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense, but...
But, I'm actually also because of Harsh Mentors. And Glorious Ends.
Yep, there we go.
And Glorious Ends. Yeah, I need to do this. The Glorious Ends aren't the hard part. I already have two Glorious Ends. The Harsh Mentor is gonna be the hard part because they're expensive. and I'm have to wait until they drop a bit. Then I'm gonna get myself a playset of them, and then I'm gonna build the red Zord deck.
And then you're going to fail with that, build back your Elder Zord deck, right?
Probably, but
yeah.
even if the deck fails, I still have a playset of Harsh Mentors, which are actually a good card.
Yep. I'm for one to get those. I want to get one of them.
And, of course, I'll have four Glorious Ends, and I'm sure they will fit nicely in the Boros, in the Boros Gideon Tribal deck.
Ah, Gideon Tribal. I'm so stupid, it's a thing.
I think it might become a thing, because except for the Gideons, you also need the Call the Gideon, Deploy the Gideon, cards like the Gideon's Intervention, you know, the usual.
I haven't released the Dogs of, I guess, or whatever you want to put it. You know what's a cool card I want, just randomly? Magus of the Abyss. He's a cool guy.
Magus of the Abyss, he
Yes,
he
does things. The flavor is just epic. If you make Thor indestructible, he's much less, you know, a problem, but...
What does Magus of the Abyss do?
At the beginning, each player's upkeep destroys target non-artifact creature that player controls of his or her choice. It can be generated.
Oh, okay.
You just make him indestructible and you just pick him every time.
Yeah, he does things.
Plus, the art is him just escaping the abyss. And that's cool. Since I will never have enough money to get an actual abyss, you know.
So, we had the bands, the unbands, they're cool, they're weird. I have my new deck idea, which is weird, and I'm... Okay,
you,
we need to stop.
You're having a weird idea? No.
Stop doing this.
But you will not.
I won't. I'll probably go ahead and... Yeah, okay, I... So, that about covers it for this episode.
Yep.
This has been episode 37.
Good job!
37 of the Elder Dirtle Dragon podcast.
What?
No, of the Elder Dragon... Wait. Elder Dragon Dirtle podcast.
Good job. See, this job isn't that easy as you think it is.
I mean, who picked the name? Oh, wait.
Actually, it was you.
So this take is episode 36. This was episode 37. My name is Igor. I mean Niksha. And the Emperor Protects.
Almost done. Yeah, good job. Oh, my God.
Life. What the fuck is life for niggas like us? But waking up to another motherfucking day. I'm a type of soldier, a nigga that seen everything in my motherfucking eyes. I seen my parents get killed in my motherfucking eyes. I seen my brother kill himself in my eyes. I seen Pac Yacht die in a struggle in my eyes. So I know anybody can be touched, you know what I mean? Oh God, forgive me, somebody please say a prayer for me. Needed my parents, but they was never there for me. Believe in everything they feed me, I'm seeing demons. I wake up screaming, who believe me or was I dreaming? Five fingers on a 45 chrome, dead aim at my brain, infrared with no lights on. I ain't afraid to die, I wanna see what's after this. I'm living blind, writing rhymes to the catch of this. And if we die, let the world understand why. Searching my eyes, hate to see a young thug cry. And seeing us inside a casket, that's how they see us. Oh God, forgive us, get old bastards, we human beings. And leaving us inside this hellhole. Just waiting to fail, so then they tell us that's what jail for. Adolescent young teens turn violent, exploding, and the world turns silent. Cause you can be touched.
Young niggas in the wild, like criminal mob. Of a juvenile, still living child life. Thinking he can make his pet to win the rush. Niggas better slow down, cause you can be touched. Young niggas in the wild, like criminal mob. In a rush, niggas better slow down. I live life high speed, moving a million miles per hour towards my destiny. Making decisions carelessly, yeah, it's me, young nigga, man child. Born first, stand proud, ain't looking for
man now. 25 years up in this bitch, and I'll be damned if I ain't leaving rich to leave my kids a grip. I let my blood drip off in this dog shit. You could be tossed it. I got you slipping while I'm on a money mission. Like right now, $30 to my jaw, Hancock. Trying to get most of my shit off lock. I lick off shots for everything they owe me. And when it's my time to go, I pray the Lord hold you.
I was born in a city that never sleeps. School by the realest of the real niggas to ever breathe. And I was speed when I was young. And now I see that I was dumb. My nigga Alani just got hit with 10. 10 years for trusting a friend and left him stuck in the pen. I love him. We all heads to die here. Plus, nobody cares what got here. Touched by angel and kissed by the Lord. Praise the thug ways and I'll never be bored. Touched by angel and kissed by the Lord. I praise the thug ways so forever it's on, baby.
My young niggas in the wildlife. Criminal minds of a juvenile. Still living child life. Thinking he can make his payment to win a rush. Niggas better slow down, cause you can be touched. Young niggas in the wildlife. Criminal minds of a juvenile. Still living child life. Thinking he can make his payment to win a rush. Niggas better slow down, cause you can be touched.
Life, blinded by the fiends and pipes. Green lights so on fiends, ain't anything quite. Pretty much in that knife, we sucking it up. Even when we get a job, we fucking it up. Like it can't happen to us. I can never be a bum. Yeah, right, he wound up on. God forbid I'm touched. Y'all keep living it up. Look and learn next, it could be your turn.
Yes, it's a felony's hobby that got me here thinking robbery. Day to day all year long, Teflon protects my body. Essential and important in this criminal cartel. I'm courting, supporting me solely in the streets of hockey. I play the goalie. Secrets of war licks and scores shit shared between crimeys and homies. Remember what Pacino told me. Before he passed, watch the clowns with the crocodile smiles cause they phony. I get that cash, stay lonely and I'm point like a thorn. And it's survive for the strong, living outside the law of this crooked world I was born to.
My young niggas in the wildlife. Criminal minds of a juvenile. Still living child life. Thinking he can make his payment to win a rush. Niggas better slow down, cause you can be touched. Young niggas in the wildlife. Criminal minds of a juvenile. Still living child life. Thinking he can make his payment to win a rush. Niggas better slow down, cause you can be touched.